mulher que as pessoas viviam no século de hoje. Para que diante de fato de Borges we are not like other ethics. We want to come to the opposite. Devotees, whether in household or in ethics. In the company of devotees, we can get devotion. Bhaktisthi bhava bhakta sangana parijaya. Only by the association of bhakta we can get bhakti. Ambarish Maharaj is a devotee, great devotee. To brothers who could not understand, at least played with his time for not being understanding Ambarish Maharaj. But he preached his glory to all the brothers. Being a household devotee, emperor of the whole world. No attachment to the world, you can see. Outside he was remained there. He remained there as emperor, but no attachment. You think about this. For Lord Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and there are so many devotees of Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the household devotees. Yes, any question? Buddhi Pradipadena Paripasana Sevaya Pudhachi Teganam Garinas Tattva Darshina. Gita is said. Pariprasna. Honest inquiry should be there. On the core of the heart. That's a good question. To know the reality and what is the reality and what is your connection with the reality and what is this world. You are in this world, you are seeing all, everything is non-eternal. Now you are seeing something at the boyhood when you found so many pets, nobody is there. And you've been mort and a giant, you see so many sannyasins were there. But God bless her, Guru Maharaj left this world. And also others, they disappeared, only one or two. Our Guru Bhargava is there. Shantavashri Maharaj and Tilikara Maharaj are praying for them. This is the world. Any moment, we shall have to leave this place. But we go with us. Devotion to Krishna. Krishna is eternal and my soul is also eternal. My body belongs to Krishna. My mind belongs to Krishna. Atma belongs to Krishna. If you are thinking about Krishna, you will leave this place. Then you will be born as per your thinking at the time of death. Jamjam Vabhishmaran Bhamdayatan Dekalevaram Tantanitakuntasatat Bhavahavit. At the time of death, whatever you will think, you will go to that birth, that by thinking, dear, that the Bharat became dear after death. By thinking, he renounced his family life, everything, and went there to perform penance, to worship Krishna, by Lord's desire or some misfortune. He came across to a deer, she deer, one hind, and one young one of the pond, and he was attracted by the pond. At the time of death, he was thinking, and the pond, very pond eyes and very attractive. And he became deer. But you should make it ready in such a way at the time of death, you should think that's Krishna. Krishna will go it. And you are actually wise.
But Swamiji, without your blessing, nobody can get Krishna. Blessing
of the Supreme Lord and the devotees.
But this is the essence of Bhagavatam.
I have come here for my own benefit. But getting the company of the devotees so that I will be. My devotion is enhanced.
yugas in Sanskrit, the words Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta and Satya Yuga, with a cycle of 12,000 years. I want to know the meanings of these words, Kali, Dwapara, Treta.
Kali Yuga, this material time is divided into four categories. Because this material world is the outcome of material potency, external potential of kingdom. But there are three primary qualities, Svatva, Raja, Tama. The Rajagun, living beings are created. And Svatvagun, they are sustained. And Tamagun, they are destroyed. And in this Kali Yuga, Tamagun will predominate. But Tamagun, what Tamagun predominates, values will be much. Also, for that reason, the span of life of Kali Yuga is lowest span of life. 4,32,000. And double of this is Dhapara. And triple of this is Treta. And four times of this is Sattva. Sattva, Sattva in Sattva Gun Pradhar. In Sattva Yuga, even Hiranyakashipu could not think anybody will speak lie. Whatever is Gurudev saying, whatever is Sani saying. Nowadays, if anybody speaks anything, first thing this must be whether it's correct or not. It's false. It's Kali Yuga.
But isn't it true that from 698 to 1898 AD was the time of Kali Yuga? We are in a transition period to Dwapara Yuga. 200 years of transition.
In the scripture it is said 4,32,000. Only 5,000 some years ago. According to scripture, according to human beings, they must say maybe. But now we are finding the, at this first day, so much disturbance is there. At the end, what will be that? At that time, Kalki will come, destroy. And again, Saptaji will start.
But the word Dwapara, what does that mean? What is the meaning of the word Dwapara? Dwapara Yuga, yes.
Dwapara Yuga.
Yes.
Dwapara Yuga. And Kali Yuga. Dwapara, Treta, and Sattva. Where Sattva Guna predominates.
Yes.
That is called Sattva Yuga. And where Sattva Guna does not predominate. And predominating is three qualities. There were Treta, three qualities. In Sattva Yuga, piety, then piety, penance, and compassion, and truth. Piety, penance, compassion, and truth. But in Treta Yuga, Treta, three. There is one less, piety is less. There will be compassion, truth, and penance. Penance is there. When in Dwapara Yuga, penance will be lost, they will be given to sense organs. They cannot even do yoga. If yoga mantra is wrongly uttered, then wrong result they will get. Consequences will be wrong. For that reason, Dwapara Yuga two qualities. Compassion and truth. In Kali Yuga, compassion also is lost. Everybody is killing other. They are killing them. Violence mentality. And only truth is there. Truth is very now.
Mahatma Mangatram, Mahatma Gurudeva Mangatram, one of the renowned ascetics, he initiated the Surat Shabda Yoga, and he also was initiated into the Mula Mantra. What is this Mula Mantra?
Yoga?
There was a news article on Surat Shabda Yoga. I do not understand what it is. What is that yoga, form of yoga, Surat Shabda Yoga?
Shabda Yoga. Yoga, there are numerous yoga.
Yes.
But the yoga, the meaning of yoga is to link up. Yoga is to link up to whom? To the cause of the prime cause, the cause of Supreme Lord. Because yoga imani bhutani jayanti, yena jatani jivanti, yat pujanti vishanti, tat pujanti vishanti vabrahma. When the jivas are coming out, Bhagavan, and will remain in Bhagavan, ultimately go to Bhagavan. Ultimately will go. So it's a link up. Link up yoga.
Yes.
If they do not go to Supreme Lord, then actual bliss or actual benefit you will not get. Native independence, by misuse of native independence, he may desire to become averse to submission of Supreme Lord, and Supreme has to build all, has to construct or create all this universe, and also create many jivas, 80 lakhs of species, and after that human births. For that reason, because the human beings did not want him, they want to enjoy. And for that reason, Supreme Lord has got some affection, because parents have got affection for children. Sometimes children, they want something not good, but they are insisting, crying, parents, out of affection. Here also, then we did not want. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us in the fourth verse. No dhanam, no janam, no sundari, kubitam, bhajagadi, shakami. Oh, janmani, janmani, Shri Bhagavatar Bhakti Rahiti Vittvi. We remember it in Kartik Vrata every day. In this fourth verse, that you pray to the Supreme Lord. You want Him, you do not want Him, and you blame. No dhanam, O Sindhya, I do not want. No janam, land power. Children have all these things on different relations. No dharam, no janam, sundari, kubitam. This material learning or emancipation. I want exclusive devotion to you. You say it from the heart, whether I give you or not. You say it, you have to be afraid of saying this. And if Krishna comes here, come around. I have constructed a building after so long a time. I want to remain. Everything will be remaining here. Mutti bandhi aya jagat mein haath pasar jayega. A garbage cup, palm, and after that, when it should go, the empty palm is left to you. Everything will be. Yet, we have got this attachment. Say from the heart, I am impartial. That shall grace only Dhruva Prahlad, Mam Ambarish Maharaj, and other international grace, others. Not true. Say it from the heart. Because I guess you are not.
सर महाराज जी गीता में अर्जुन को कृष्ण कह रहे हैं कि मैं बुद्धि से परे हूँ, आई एम बियॉन्ड माइंड. तो बियॉन्ड माइंड अगर है तो लाइक वी गाइस पीपल, लाइक जनरल पीपल कैन नॉट स्टिमुलेट एंड अंडरस्टैंड अनलेस एंड तो महाप्रभु
व्हिच इज इजीएस्ट एंड व्हिच इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर दिस दोस पर्सन हु हैव बिकम अवेयर टू कृष्ण and have this material ego. As I said, I have got the material ego. I cannot give up it. I have taken this land cloth. That will not save me. Actually, I am not giving up my ego. But that is when my eternal self, the cause of devotion will be constant in me, then I have transcended this place. Then that requires time. And it will be said ultimately, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti, adhi, sarvadhanam, paritajya, mamekam, sarvadhanam, aham, tvam, sarvadhanam, mokkasya. That's simply Supreme Commandment. Give up all, whatever I said earlier, karma, jnana, etc. And take absolute surrender. And very easy, but it is very difficult. If you surrender, you will get everything. Well, it's very difficult to chant. They have got lakhs and lakhs of bars to pass through, and they have got this sort of material, all these ideas in the heart, thought, which comes to the heart. Impression, material impression.
Yes.